I've got to put my hand up and confess, during my time of going to the odd party or two, I have gone in dress-up costume, and sadly there are a few more photos out there than I'd like to admit as well. One lady that's being a little bit more braver than I with that is Helen Hopcroft, and she's decided to dress up as Marie Antoinette for a year to promote the city of Maitland as a creative city and tourist destination and do some fundraising along the way. Good morning, Helen. Where did the idea of all of this come from for you?
Good morning. Well, it sort of started late last year. I'm doing a PhD in creative writing at the University of Newcastle. And the Centre for 21st Century Humanities ran this two-day workshop. On the first day, we had to think of ways that we could commercialise our research or use our research to serve our communities. And on the second day, we actually had to pitch our best idea to a panel. Anyhow, I came up with this idea of dressing as Marie Antoinette for a year to promote Maitland as a, you know, as you've said, as a creative city and as a historic tourist destination. And I pitched this idea, and I mean, I quite honestly think the panel thought I was completely nuts, but unbelievable. Maybe they were a bit bored on the day or something, but they decided to support it. So I'm very pleased about that.
Well, Helen, they did give you the rubber stamp to go ahead with it. Now, you know that you're going to be doing this for a year, so you're really going to become into it with this character. Why specifically did you pick Marie Antoinette?
Yeah, I'm slightly embarrassed to admit this one. It's the result of a lefty upbringing where, you know how you get told stories as a kid? Well, I was told two stories that kind of kept recurring again and again and again. One of them was about the Titanic and one of them was about Marie Antoinette. Now, the Marie Antoinette one was all about how she apparently said, when a courtier came to her and said, look, the people are rioting, they're starving, they don't have any bread. You know the famous story, she turned around and said, well, let them eat cake. Well, that's actually not true, but it locked in my mind as a really interesting story. And the reason I was being told this story, it was supposed to, you know, represent disconnect from community and the abuse of power and all that sort of stuff, and the rich not caring for the poor and all that kind of stuff. But as I grew up, I kind of started thinking about this character and wondering what it was like to be Marie Antoinette. And I also started wondering what would happen if I kind of flipped the symbolism. So I made Marie Antoinette all about community service and actually, you know, bringing power to the people and doing something from the grassroots up.
Now, when you're out there doing this, Helen, oh, there's not a chance that we won't see you at some point, but what sort of outfit will you be wearing? What are we looking for?
Okay, well, we're trying to be as historically accurate as possible. I am very fortunate to have a head of costume who's a 19-year-old Maitland woman called Kadisha Patterson. And Kadisha's just finished her HSC and she's doing some TAFE courses. But her dream is to study costume design at NIDA. And so the first design she's come up with is this really nice blue silk number that is kind of probably, in terms of the spectrum of what Marie Antoinette used to wear, it's probably towards the tame end, but still, I'm going to stick out, as they say, like dog's bollocks.
I'm sure you will, particularly if you do some of our more modern activities, you know, like head to the gym or go for a bike ride or something. That's going to be interesting.
I'm still trying to work out what I get to wear to CrossFit. I'm actually a really bad CrossFitter. I've got to make that absolutely clear. I'm one of those people that, you know, you watch me do burpees and it's like watching paint dry. But I'm trying to work out a historically accurate costume that I can actually still go to the gym in, so maybe a light, you know, muslin frock or something like that would be appropriate.
Helen, I'll make it easy for you. Historically accurate was your term there. They did not do burpees in those days.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, something that she actually would have worn.
Your trainer will not like me for saying that, but if we get in for a penny, in for a pound. Now, you are hoping to do some fundraising along the way. Can you tell us quickly about that, Helen?
Yeah, one of my dreams, I moved to Maitland in 2013 and it's a wonderful city, but one of the things I've always wanted to see here is a new museum be constructed in the city centre. We do have a museum that has opened in Brow House next to Pender Place and it's fantastic, but I guess my dream is more of a science and technology themed museum, a purpose-built space to inspire future generations to study, you know, to be interested in science and technology and also the history of the region as well.
Well, it sounds like you're well on the way. We certainly will not be able to run away from you. We'll see you when we make our way through the Heritage Mall or through Green Hills. Good luck with everything, Helen, and you'll have to catch up with us a little bit later on in the year to see how you're going.
That'll be great. Thank you.
And if it goes all right, I'll give you a suggestion for next year's costume.
Okay. Give it some thought.
I'll give it some thought. I'll get back to you. Thank you. That's Helen Hopcroft, or Marie Antoinette, as you'll see over the next 12 months in Maitland.